GMA Mobile.
For GMA, KD2VNG.
KD2VNG, Kilo Delta 2, Victor November Golf. Let me know if I got that right. Yeah, this is Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, KZ4TMA. Simon in Greenville, how you doing today?
KZ4TMA, KB. Tango Mike Alpha. Yeah, it's actually, you had it mostly right. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf.
KD2BNG, got it. How you doing today?
Finally stopped raining. And now I'm just trying to figure out where I am and try to get home. I always manage to get lost driving around Greenville because I got to get back all the way out to Gray Court.
Gray Court's home for you. Yeah, I'm usually based in Greenville. What brings you up here today?
Various business. Nothing really. Okay, I'm on Pleasantburg Drive, which means Pleasantburg Drive goes somewhere. It eventually goes to the freeway.
Yeah, you're not far from me. I bet we could even do Simplex right now if we wanted. But anyway, I'm still, I keep saying I'm relatively new at this ham radio stuff. I got my license in March, so I still feel pretty new. I don't have a base station or anything, so my only rig right now is my mobile rig, which I'm in at the moment.
You know, mobile rigs work well for, actually my only base station really is a mobile rig. This one right here, in fact, I take it out of the car one day and put it back on the desk.
Now my next base station will, before I ever get anything real, my next base station will actually be when I take my little Bofeng handheld and a mag mount antenna slapped onto a baking sheet, which I look forward to trying someday soon. I'm waiting for that little mag mount to come in the mail. That'll be my first attempt at some kind of a home base station for the home office.
Look rather well as mobile radios. You have the mag mount antenna on the roof of the car, and you have that on the roof. And you have the little pigtail that goes from the PL239 connector to whatever it is, SMA-type connector, usually. And that tends to work well as a mobile radio.
Yeah, and I recognize those mag mounts are really intended for mobile rigs, but I'm pretty happy with the mobile rig I've got. Actually, my antenna's mounted on a taillight mount of a Jeep Wrangler, so that's working fine. But I was just thinking of some way to try to have more fun with my little Bofeng handheld before I invest in a real base station. So another station operator locally reminded me that if I just took that mag mount and slapped it on a baking sheet, I could improve the reception of my little handheld. So that'll be my kind of half-joking, half-fun learning experiment. I'll mess around with that sometime soon before I ever get a real base station.
Base station is basically a mobile sitting on your desk with a 12-volt power supply, or actually in my case a battery. There's a little solar panel on the roof, the overhang of the roof that charges up the battery. So believe it or not, that works as a base station.
Good. I do hope, I don't have my general yet, but I'd like to do that soon and get into HF. And at that point, I would need another unit. My mobile rig is dual band, but it isn't designed to do anything in HF, so I probably would invest in something new for a base station whenever I could do that general.
Dual band mobile rig, which one is that? That's like 2 meters and 70 centimeters. Full out here on 70 centimeters.
Yaesu, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, I'm going to say Yaesu, FT7900R, it's a dual band, and it does more than I know how to do with it yet, but that's right, yeah, 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And yeah, have you experimented much with 70 centimeters in the area? Every now and then I scan through the stations, I don't have, and every now and then I'll pick up a little bit of GMRS activity. I don't have a GMRS license, though, so I hear a little bit of that, but it's clearly just you know, like local construction workers using an FRS radio or something. I haven't really picked up on much of anything in the 70 centimeter or GMRS band plan. So wondering if you know anything more.
Two 70 centimeter repeaters. There might be, I might have 15 or 20 of them programmed into the other radio. There's only probably two or three of them that are active, and I think they're basically linked to all the other ones. Offhand, well, if I wasn't trying to drive, I'd pull out repeater book and I'd pull out the, pull up the ones in this area. But there's 15 or 20 of them. But there's only maybe two or three that have any activity on them.
EMA for ID. Yeah, I should check out repeater book and just explore it a little bit more. And you're right, I know that I do remember discovering one that seemed fairly active, but it was one of the SC Heart ones, which are linked. In fact, I think that, I need to double check this, but I seem to remember discovering that the SC Heart Paris Mountain repeater is linked between its 2 meter repeater and its 70 centimeter repeater. At least I think that. Or it could be that I noticed that on a weekend when all of those SC Heart repeaters across the state get linked. Not sure. But anyway, I'll check out repeater book. I should explore 70 centimeter a little bit more. And I'll probably get my GMRS license whenever they finally drop that price from $70 to $35 like they've been saying they would do for the last year or so. I don't mind paying $35 to just explore and see what happens on GMRS, but I don't think I want to pay $70 for it. I'm actually at my destination, so I'll have to say 73, and thanks for calling back. So I'll be clear after your final. This is KZ4TMA.
TMA, KD2BNG. There's a 9 o'clock net on this repeater every night you can hang around for as well. All right, 73s. I took a wrong term, so... Oh, no, I know where I'm going. All right. Nice talking to you. 73s, I'll talk to you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.